Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph 3:11, the last of the Perek, and pretty much the same as the previous Mishnah. We're now saying the scope of Shavuos Shav. When is a person liable to taking an oath in vain? So, like the previous Mishnah, it says Noheges ba'anashim uvanashim. Whether the person making the oath is man or woman doesn't matter. Berachokim uvakrovim. Whether the person is swearing about something to do with his relative or his not relative. Bikshir mufsulin. Whether a person is kashla edus, maybe he's a Russia and therefore he can't get testimony in court, but yet since the prohibition of Shavuos Shav applies to every Jew, so it doesn't matter if he's already a Russia, this is another thing he can't do, and if he does, he's liable. Bifnei Bezin, Vishlo Bifnei Bezin, it doesn't matter whether or not he took the Shavuos in the presence of a court, a Bezin. Mipi Atzmo, it's always taken by himself, it's not that the court administers the Shavuos Shav, someone rather he initiates or at least agrees to it on his own. Achazu v'achazu, whether or not, we're talking about Shavuos Bitui or Shavuos Shav. Either way, Hamushba Mipi Acherim Chayev. If someone else adjures, puts them up to the Shavuah, someone says, you swear to me that you're not going to eat the loaf of bread or that this stone is made out of gold, and a person says, yes, I agree, Amen, I'm Amen, so then Chayev, that would be a binding Shavuah or a violation, as the case may be. Ketzad, like for example, Amar, lo achalti hayom, lo achinachti tefillin hayom. A person says, Reuven says to Shimon, you know, Shimon, I haven't eaten a thing today, or I didn't put on my tefillin yet today. And then Shimon responds back, mashbi'acha ani, like I adjure you, swear to me, confirm with a oath that it's true, you say you didn't eat today, or you didn't put on your tefillin today. Va'amar amen, if Reuven says amen, can't translate it exactly, but amen means, you know, yes, it's true. But he uses the word amen, which binds a person, he commits to the adjuration that Shimon put him up to, then Chayev, then he's bound by his Shavuah or suffers the consequence of his Shavuah Shav, as the case may be, and he could be liable to Malchus or even an Olav Yored